can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Yes! Yes!
Buenos dias, el muchacho grande! This poor soul is watching television the old-fashioned way. Tis a pity he hasn't discovered smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision?
Want to know what it does?
Well, if it makes you disappear, I'll take 10.
Sorry, but this ingenious device uses electrodes to convert the visual images transmitted from your brain into the appropriate smell. In other words, what you see is what you smell.
Oh! Go home.
Well, come on. Let's slip this baby up.
Well, all right. Be careful. Oh.
Okay, let's cram this baby on.
I have ears, you know. Ow.
Okay, watch and whip. Ah, Hawaii.
Mmm, geez, Steve. I smell flowers. Oh, and suntan oil. This idiotic contraption really works.
Oh, you're too kind, too kind. Let's see what else we've got.
Mmm, I smell prime rib, lobster. Ooh, potatoes au gratin. Ooh, banana bread. Hey, Steve, I smell burning hair.
Helmet back.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. It's the bigger love of the family.
Richie, did you forget to do your homework?
Aunt Harriet, I'm 7 years old. You have to remind me every night to do my homework.
Oh, sorry. Then that means you've done it?
Nope. But I didn't forget.
Move it. Carl.
Hmm?
We've got a problem with Eddie.
Oh, no. What has Devil Boy done now?
Well, I was checking his clothes for the dry cleaners, and this love note fell out of one of his pockets.
Love note? From who?
Letitia.
Oh, she's a knockout. In an immature teenage sort of way.
Carl, Read this part right here.
Eddie, we were foolish to wait. Last night was so special, and now I want us to share this experience as often as possible.
Carl, do you think this means that Eddie is sexually active?
Well, when was this written? By now, he could be sexually exhausted.
Don't make jokes, Carl. I'm upset about this.
I know. It's weird. You know, we worry about our kids growing up, and then one day we turn around and realize they already have.
Carl, I think you need to sit Eddie down and have a heavy-duty father-son talk.
I know. But whenever I talk about sex, it's so awkward. I mean, I get embarrassed. When I get embarrassed, I start to itch.
Honey, just be honest with Eddie and everything will be fine.
Harriet, what if Eddie and his girlfriend are fooling around?
Well, we'll just have to be mature about it and lock him up in his room till he's 30.
Edward, you got a minute?
Not really. I gotta go pick up Letitia.
Oh.
Hey, look, Dad. My skin's clearing up.
Sit down, son. We need to talk.
Well, what about?
Well, it's about,
Oh, about sex.
Yeah.
Dad, you gave me the birds and the bees rap a long time ago.
Right. But what I want to know now is if you've become an active bee, and if so, how much buzzing have you done?
Dad!
Son, we need to talk about this.
Well, why now all of a sudden?
Well, because your mother was checking clothes for the dry cleaner, and she found this note from your girlfriend, La Bamba.
It's Letitia.
Well, read this.
Eddie, we were foolish to wait. Last night was so special, and now I want us to share this experience as often as possible.
What?
Letitia's mother has a drinking problem. She's been going to AA for help. The last night in this note was the night I took Letitia to an Alateen meeting.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's the experience she wants us to share again.
Well, good for you, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay. Now, let's get back to my original question. Now, I know that this is embarrassing, but I really would appreciate an honest answer, okay?
Okay.
Are you still a virgin?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Fine, son. Good, son.
Well, I'm glad one of us is happy about it.
What, you're not?
How can I be? I'm probably one of the only guys I know who hasn't scored.
Well, what's wrong with sitting on the bench?
Plenty. It means I'm not even in the game.
But, son, that's just it. Sex isn't a game. It's an important step, a milestone in everyone's life. And considering age and unwanted pregnancies, it can be a downright dangerous step.
Dad, I'm not stupid. I'd always protect myself.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, son. But you know, there really is only one foolproof way to eliminate all the risks. And that's abstinence.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot tougher to be a kid these days. But, son, the hope I have for you is the hope that my father had for me.
Well, what's that?
Well, I hope that one day you'll meet that special lady. A lady as wonderful as your mother. And I hope you fall in love and work very hard to build a loving relationship. And then, son, if you decide to express that love physically, well, then it'll mean something. Okay?
Yes, sir.
What Angela Baskin was wearing today?
Yeah, baby got back.
Let's hear it for tight sweaters and short skirts, baby.
What am I, a bus accident?
Hey, Urkel, what's with the paper shoes?
It's a low-cost way to prevent Tanea Pettis.
Tanea what?
Tanea Pettis. Athlete's foot. Good Lord, read a book.
Yeah, well, read this.
Knock it off, or I shall be forced to respond in kind. Quitting for brains. Make your move.
Hey, I got better things to do, all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit on Angela at lunch and set me up a hot date.
You got a problem, Bob. Weatherman says it's gonna snow. Mr. Cloud was wearing earmuffs.
Well, don't worry, Waldo. There'll be plenty warm in my van.
Hey, Jerry, I didn't know you liked Angela.
She's okay. The point is, she's the only girl in the Glee Club that I haven't bagged yet.
You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic.
That's right. You're pathetic. Women are rare and precious creatures. They should be placed on pedestals, not bagged. Where's my spray starch?
Hey, Urkel. You wouldn't know what to do with a girl if one fell in your pants.
Wait. If you're insinuating in your own Cro-Magnon way that I'm unsullied, pure, pristine, well, you're quite correct. Stephen Q. Urkel is right off the showroom floor. Why, a real man doesn't need to have sex to prove he's a man.
Well, your opinion doesn't count since technically you're not a man.
Well, say what you will about me, but no one here will deny that my best bud Ed out here is a real man, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it just so happens that he's a virgin too.
Now, guys, you don't believe him, do you?
So Urkel's lying. You're not a virgin, right?
Oh, please. This is me, baby. Eddie the E-Man Winslow.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, now.
Yeah, Eddie's a make-out artist. He's a lady killer. He's a poodle-faking, skirt-chasing love daddy.
Just chill out, Steve, okay?
But why? Just yesterday, you were talking to your dad, and I distinctly overheard you say that you were a virgin.
Hey, man, who are you saving yourself for? Miss Wright?
Miss Wright. Miss Wright is our math teacher. Great Caesar's ghost, Eddie. She's 67 years old.
Yo, man, I'm out of here.
Man, I blew it. What are you talking about? I revealed his girlfriend's age.
all in the business. Everybody.
Ed.
What?
Why don't you pick on a sandwich your own size?
Don't mess with me, Laura.
Oh, come on, lighten up. It's not that big a deal.
Yes, it is. Jerry and the guys are clowning me big time.
Eddie, let me ask you something. Why are you so upset that the guys know you're a virgin?
Laura, guys are expected to fool around.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that guys are supposed to have sex and girls aren't?
Well, it...
'Cause that will be the end of mankind. Eddie, why is it okay for me to be a virgin, but it's not okay for you?
Well, because you're my sister.
Well, think about this. All those other girls out there are somebody's sister, too.
Look, Laura, the bottom line is I haven't been with a girl yet, and now I'm the laughing stock of the boys' locker room.
Well, Eddie, your friend Jerry's a hound, and he's the laughing stock of the girls' locker room.
I'm hiding from Myra. The lusty lass has got the mega hots for me.
Excuse me, ma'am. Have you seen Steve Urkel?
No, Blaine Glass.
Very clever, Estelle.
So that pretty girl is Myra.
Yep.
Laura told me about her. She's the girl with a sick puppy?
No. Laura thinks Myra is a sick puppy. But that's just jealousy talking. You see, the thing is, Myra is very voluptuous. And she uses her voluptuosity to try and get me volupted.
My.
The thing is, Myra's made it quite clear that, well, she liked to do the wiggle wiggle wing bing. You do know what I'm referring to, don't you?
At my age, you hope for a wiggle, but you settle for a ding.
Oh, Stan, I'm just as anxious as the next guy. But I want to wait. I want my wedding night to be special.
Why? My advice to you is be true to yourself. Go with what you believe in. Now, if Myra can't support that, she is just not the right girl for you.
Thanks, Estelle. You're so well.
Oh, bless
you. Tonight, car rentals, too, from $13.95 a day.
Yo, where's Steve?
Nobody knows. We thought you two might have gone on vacation together.
Vacation? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your favorite spot, the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands. That was really stupid, man.
You know, Winslow, I'm disappointed in you. We all thought that you're a real ladies' man. Now the whole school knows that the dude is just a dud.
Yeah. Well, you disappoint me too, Jerry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Man, you're a user. Girls aren't people to you. They're points on a scorecard.
Sounds like sour grapes to me.
Nope. You see, I used to think just like you. Until I realized that making sweet love with a fine lady is all about feelings. And those feelings should be shared. So, if quantity is your thing, knock yourself out, buddy. But me, I'm going for quality. All right.
A few minutes ago, she actually followed me in here.
Really?
It's a full moon and our hormones are at high tide.
Well, let's go to gym class.
Oh, wait, Ed, Al. I heard what you said to Jerry. And for what it's worth, I'm real proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
I know how hard it is to stand up to peer pressure. For instance, you may notice I take some ribbing for the way I walk, talk, eat, dress, think, act, and laugh. But I don't let little things bother me. I say when you're right, man the torpedoes and full speed ahead.
MasterCard presents a new ABC Family original movie.
Will you marry me?
Lewis's love life.
No.
Needed help, so he made a list to find the perfect woman.
She is everything on that list.
But love.
There is so much that you don't know about me.
Isn't always perfect. Whose Line's Wayne Brady? The List premieres Sunday at 8.